Hi, Jerry.
Yeah.
Hi.
This is actually Terry, but that's all right.
My mistake. Sorry.
That's okay. Question: is it possible that the UTI could come and go without any intervention? I mean, is that likely?
It is possible. It's not very usual, but it does happen from time to time. Yes, it can come and go. Has that been you personally or someone you know, sir?
Personally, last week I started presenting with cloudy urine and kind of a lightheadedness. It was hard to describe. It was sort of groggy. It wasn't groggy. It was like I was hypoglycemic or whatever, but it wasn't. And I would stand up and have some disorientation issues. And then, after a couple of days, it would alternate between clear and cloudy during the day. And when it was clear, no symptoms. When it was cloudy, there would be. And then a couple of days later, it's all clear and no symptoms. And I didn't do anything.
Well, I hear you, sir. That is possible. It could be that your immune system is kind of on the edge of fighting an infection, and sometimes it's winning and sometimes it's losing. It perhaps needs a little boost. Now, there certainly are, if this is an infection, natural ways of getting rid of infections. You're familiar with any of them, sir?
Actually, I'm on a course now of standard processes, cranberry complex, and a kind of a double dose of Echinacea premium as a kind of the first round, and I've also got some D-mannose as well. So.
Oh, good. Well, it sounds like you've got it covered. If that takes care of it, then you know in retrospect, that was an infection. But if it doesn't take care of it, sir, because remember, I'm sure you know this since you have the D-mannose, only 85 to 90% of urinary tract infections are that little bug called E. coli, and that's what the D-mannose and the cranberry and so forth take care of. So if it doesn't go away, then it's probably best to check in with your physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to help you with the use of potassium iodide, which doesn't care what the germ is. It kills 100% of germs in the bladder. And if a person takes a large dose, and that's why you need to be working with a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, it is a fairly large dose for about 3 days. There's so much of it, it accumulates in the bladder, kills every germ there is, and that's that. So that would finally get rid of infection if this is an infection, but I'd be working with Doc on that.
Yeah, okay, that'll be fine. It's just that I was totally surprised that it came and went. And I never really heard of that before. And like I say, just in case, I told you what I'm doing. Definitely keep an eye on it. If it comes back, we'll see what we can do.
Okay, sir. I'm sorry it's happened at your age. Usually it happens to those of us who are much older, and we just don't know. But anyway, there you are.
Well, you know, I am 70 as of a few weeks ago.
Okay.
So I'm pretty happy. I'm on just one prescription, and that's levothyroxine. So for somebody my age to be in that situation, I consider myself pretty fortunate.
Well, you've been taking care of yourself, sir. That's what it takes.
Thanks.
Take some attention.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye, and thank you so much for calling.